My guest at this time is Andrea Lafferty. She's the president of the Traditional Values Coalition and for many years had children attending the Fairfax County, Virginia public school system. It's the 10th largest in the country. On Thursday, at a contentious hearing, the Fairfax County School Board voted to add gender identity to its non-discrimination policy for both teachers and students. Concerned parents packed the hearing, worried their children's privacy could be violated if members of the opposite biological sex are granted access to bathrooms and locker rooms because they publicly identify as a different gender. Most board members said this was simply an amendment to existing policy and not a new policy, so it did not require additional study and was not as consequential as critics believe. Ms. Lafferty strongly believes otherwise. And Andrea, thank you very much for being with us.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
This was the second meeting where the board members heard from parents before voting. From local news reports, both print and television, we know it was a pretty raucous atmosphere. How would you describe it?
It was raucous. People were very upset. And the reason is because this school district spent, I think, a decade debating whether or not sleep deprivation of kids required a change in start time. Now, fast forward to this. They've had two meetings where parents could speak, 10 at each meeting, 3 minutes. So basically, the school district has spent 1 hour hearing from people with concerns about this issue.
And from what we heard, it sounds like at least last night, I don't know about the first meeting, but at the meeting on Thursday night, it seems like the parents who did attend were overwhelmingly opposed to this change in policy.
The parents that were in the building and the parents that were locked out were overwhelmingly opposed to this. And anybody that watched it live or watches it online can see the arrogance of the school board speaking down to these parents. Parents were upset. They want to be involved in the process. And they weren't. I actually spoke to the superintendent, and I said, the issue here is the process, how the school board has shut out parents. And she vehemently disagreed with me. The superintendent and all the school board, except for one or two people, think that parents their voices have been heard, and it's completely untrue.
Let's talk about the explanations given before, during, and after here. Let's start with the one that's going out now, following the vote, following the meeting. The chairwoman of the school board said they really didn't have a choice but to adopt this because the federal government has let them know that they risked losing taxpayer dollars if they did not go along with adding gender identity to the policy because it's now protected under Title IX. What do you say to
that? Right. Well, let me back up because there has been excuse after excuse, and that excuse didn't come out until they knew thousands and thousands parents were sending them emails and calling them. Originally, at the meeting 2 weeks ago, one of the board members specifically said, our policy suffices. We're not having a problem. We don't need to do this, but okay, we'll do it. And then as the days went by and more people expressed outrage, the story changed again, where the sponsor of it said, hey, let's pass it, and then the staff can tell us what's in it. Just like with Obamacare. Then what began to trickle out, and this is actually important because what happened in Fairfax is not just about Fairfax. It is now a national issue. President Obama and his Justice Department and his Department of Education are going to start telling school districts, if you do not add gender identity, we are going to take away all your federal funding.
So does that mean that this is essentially a fait accompli, or do you think in more conservative school districts than Fairfax County, we're going to see a pretty big fight?
Well, where you have a conservative board, the board will push back. We saw that in Stafford, which is a sort of a bedroom community of D.C. But because Fairfax County is the 10th largest, it's a little more liberal, the school board was all with this program of adding it. But the people spoke last night, and the opera ain't over. The fat lady hasn't sung, and there are other avenues of where we can and how we can address this issue. But again, what's important to know is this is coming to your neighborhood, whether you're in Keokuk, Iowa, Tupelo, Mississippi, wherever. You need to make sure your school board pushes back.
We're talking with Andrea Lafferty. She's president of the Traditional Values Coalition. And one of the other arguments that got used before the reference to federal tax dollars was that this is not a bathroom issue, it's a classroom issue. What do they mean by that, and how do you react to it?
Well, what do they mean by that? There are a couple of issues. One deals with children who are struggling, and we have compassion for these poor kids who are confused and have gender identity conflict. They do need help, but forcing shared bathroom usage is not the answer. For a third grader, a boy who thinks he's a girl, to use a girl's bathroom, that's not how to resolve it. There are ways of setting up bathroom situations that work. But another issue is the teacher. And they really didn't want to deal with that. They claim that there are transgender teachers and it's all okay. Well, where are they and what's happening? And if it's okay, why pass the policy? So what happens when on Monday or whenever Mr. Smith becomes Miss Smith? And it's happened around the country. In Las Vegas, a lower grade child was confronted with this issue in class. We are concerned. These are issues that parents have a right to discuss with their children when they feel it is appropriate, not when the school district decides, and if there's a teacher. What all else goes along with the discussion of, oh, you mean you were a man, now you're a woman, what does that mean? Then when you deal with the kids, we're talking middle school now, let's say high school, we know there's all kinds of acting out at that age. The Washington Post quoted a male who likes to be a female but sometimes wants to be a guy, says he just wants the freedom to wear makeup, walk around with his vintage Louis Vuitton bag with a crop shirt and his belly button showing. Quite provocative. I mean, these kids want to push the envelope, and we know the kind of drama we can have in high school and middle school. They haven't planned for any of this. It's very upsetting to parents that they've not been consulted, and people are really angry.
Last question. You mentioned, obviously, there are many intense fights to come over this, particularly as the Obama administration pursues this. What about Fairfax? There were some rumors last night that there might be legal action taken, but ultimately, is the decision of the school board final on this, or what?
It's never final. These people were voted in. They are not, lifetime judges, and they can be voted out in November. There is a possibility of legal action. There's a lot of things that we're looking at right now, but it's not over. And this is a model, and so we recognize that, and we want to establish something that will help other families and people in school districts around the country.
Do you get the sense that many parents are considering pulling their kids out of the public schools, or has that not been determined yet?
Last night there were people that were very upset. There were parents talking about it. There were grandparents that were saying that we're going to fund putting their kids in private school, grandkids. We'll see what happens. The dust has not settled yet, and this board has been dishonest all the way through, and we're just going to continue to show the dishonesty, and we'll see what happens. There's not going to be necessarily an immediate result, but as this plays out, there will be ramifications.
Big story just outside the nation's capital. Andrea, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Andrea Lafferty is president of the Traditional Values Coalition and for many years had children attending the Fairfax County Public Schools, which on Thursday added gender identity to its non-discrimination policy. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.